Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Wow. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. This is Cynthia Johnson, and of course, I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. We're your hosts this morning, and of course, we are in the book study of Find You, and you find everything, the secrets to the law of attraction. Hey, we had a couple of replays on Monday. I'm so apologize because I was trying to replay the interview with Michelle White Dove from Oracle Friday, and it didn't kick off. So I played it yesterday. I hope you enjoyed it. Many of you I know were not able to participate because of the time, but she was phenomenal. And listen, our chat room was full. The queue was full. We had people that we only have 50 telephone lines. All of those were taken. And then we had people that were still waiting to get in. So it was really a phenomenal show. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, please download and listen to the archive, okay? And share it with your friends because, you know, it's just it was an awesome show. And they may not know that we're around and that we do this on Fridays. And, you know, we have some wonderful guests lined up for you. This week, Raw Ruth is back in the house. Oh, my God. I love it when Ruth comes. That's party time, isn't it, Dr. Reggie? So anyway, how are you this morning? I know you're having – we've got the pollen here. It's cold.
Here we go, Georgia. You know, it happens, so it's the way it is.
Hold on, I don't think your mic is on. Okay. I think I can hear you now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just, I never had hay fever before, and the pollen and everything flying in the air, it affected me this year for some reason. It never has before.
I know.
And I felt stuffed up, and oh, my God.
Oh, I see you healed. Let's send Dr. Reggie some healing light this morning, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So you know what? Today we're going to talk about problems. Ooh, how do we handle problems and how do problems impact the law of attraction? And I really want to encourage you guys to press one on your telephone keypad and let's talk about a problem that you're having. And so as this lesson moves on, think about that and come and join us and press one and let's share. Let's have a sharing moment. Not only that, I love to talk to you guys. I love to hear your voice. I just love hearing your voice, okay? Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for everything that happens on the planet, to us, toward us, and for us, for our own good. Anything we consider to be a problem is really an opportunity, and nothing comes to us that we can't handle. It's never too much for us to be able to get out of the energy that causes us the problem in the first place. With you on our side, knowing that we can overcome, nothing shall be impossible to us. And that's something that was declared and stated in the past, and I believe it is true. And I thank everybody who listens to this broadcast that they are healed instantly, including myself. Everyone is healed and touched and empowered and enlightened by the energy of prosperity and enlightenment. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. So I'm going to start out with Himmel's book here. And what is it, baby?
It was the silent mode.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had this bookmarked, but I'm going to mute your phone, okay? Because we're getting an echo. Alrighty, so let's start out where he starts. He says, your problems truly are how you see them. Problems are what they are because of the perception you have about them. You know very well that as your perception has changed about a situation in the past, it has changed from being a problem to being something else, and oftentimes even an opportunity or a blessing. So let's think about, you've got a problem, or you know, and you focus on the problem. Oh, my goodness, you know, my mortgage is past due, my rent's past due, and then we start creating these scenarios. I'm going to lose my house, they're going to evict me from my place. And believe it or not, when you start imagining those things, you are actually sending out a vibration to the universe so that you can attract those things. But Cynthia, I have a problem. What I don't know how to fix it. I'm going to tell you how to fix it today. When you have a problem, first of all, recognize, do not focus on the problem. It's all about your perception. Problems are what they are because of the perception you have about them, what you believe them to be. You know very well that as your perception has changed about a situation in the past, it has changed from being a problem to being something else. So let's move forward. So, you know, as human beings, we go between focusing on the problem and then focusing on a better outlook. Focusing on the problem and all the drama that could come with it from a negative experience, and then shifting over to, oh, but it could work out, and we're shifting. I mean, we're sending mixed messages to the universe. And then that which we thought was really a huge problem, when we get to the end, we realize, oh, my gosh, this is really a blessing in disguise. How many of you have said that? Oh, this is a blessing in disguise, right? So what keeps something as a problem is exactly that, the perception that it is a problem. And that label of, quote, this is a problem, it really creates a boundary around it. And then when you add to that the emotions that you have about it, that, you know, it's a problem, then you go through what? Maybe you feel anger or resentment, or feelings of regret, or guilt, or fear. I mean, there's nothing positive around up the label of problem. And that binds it as a problem even more. So all those negative emotions really just magnify the problem. So you can see emotions as the vibrational glue that bind your reality. You know, we've been talking about, it's important about how you feel. Your feeling nature is probably the biggest component of creating your reality. How does it make you feel? And we get stuck a lot of times in the negative feelings. And mainly that comes from fear. But we can talk about some other things. So when you have emotions about something, they further cement it into your reality by what you believe about it, whether for the better or for the worse. The universe is an equal opportunity employer, if you will. it doesn't segregate between what's good and what's bad. It's only responding to what you're putting out and how powerful that vibration is that you're putting out. So the reason you see something as a problem is because of the beliefs that you have about it. You may perceive certain eventualities or consequences which you do not want to experience. And as a result, you see this situation as a problem. You see it not working out satisfactorily, and you see the consequences, and voila, you have a problem. It's like magic, isn't it? So seeing something as a problem is a process that you do internally to keep seeing it that way. In other words, you know, okay, here's the problem, whatever it is, and you focus on it, focus on it, focus on it. At night, you can't even sleep because you're focusing on it, focusing on it, focusing on it. You wake up in the morning and your stomach is in knots because you're focusing on that problem, focusing on that problem. Ooh. That's what he's calling this internal process. You also have processes for experiencing joy and delight and love and passion. So are you aware of the thoughts that you are thinking and the processes you are running internally to experience these states? If you are focusing on that problem, what happens to joy? Where does joy go? Where does delight go? Where does love go? Where does passion go? You're consumed with the problem. Da, 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 da. So when it comes to a problem, you need to make peace with the consequences. You need to be at peace with it no matter how you see it turning out. Because when you move into that place of being at peace, you take the pressure away from it. And I'm going to tell you, I've been in some situations, some sticky situations, some of which I have shared with you. You remember the time when I got arrested? Oh my! And I had to go to jail? That was huge for me. That was totally huge for me. Okay, so, but the moment that I stopped resisting the fact that I was going through this experience, when I and I really just became at peace, I was at peace with it. Okay, finally, I can get all of this over. When I was at peace with it, it wasn't threatening anymore. It didn't bother me anymore. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here and I'm talking about it to you guys, and I feel absolutely nothing about the experience other than grateful. That's peace. You want to make peace with it no matter how you see it turning out. When I made peace with the situation, I got all of my money back. Everything was completely wiped off of my record. I didn't, you know, it was a driving thing, okay? It wasn't like I was out breaking and entering or anything like that. But, I mean, it ended as though it never had happened, although it was traumatic going through it. But at the point that I released the resistance and came and was at peace with it, wonderful things flowed in. I broke down the firewall, right? And I allow abundance to flow in. When you are at peace with all scenarios, you are then living in your now and not biased by potential perceived eventualities and the fear of what may or may not happen. Remember that your thoughts are a creative power. And we just, you know, we are so lackadaisical in monitoring our thoughts. We are very lackadaisical about monitoring our thoughts. And that is what creates our response, experience, our reality, our thoughts. If you can just shift to that understanding alone, you will be at the head of the class. Oh, what am I thinking? What am I thinking? What am I thinking? Therefore, what am I experiencing? What am I experiencing? What am I experiencing? Can I link my thoughts to what I'm currently experiencing? Can I link my thoughts to what I am currently experiencing? Most of the time when we have a problem, like I said earlier, we are looking at, we're thinking about what could happen. Though I love this statement. Worst case scenario. Why would we deal with worst case scenario? It has value, but is it what we really desire? No. So why do we waste our time in that reality, creating that reality? When you are truly in the place of peace, the universe will be hearing and feeling that vibration, the vibration of peace. And you are more likely to experience scenarios that are in accordance with peace. And when you are at peace and there is less noise in the way in terms of fear and these other distracting emotions, you know, you are offering the vibration of what you want very cleanly and very purely without any contradiction. You do not need to be loud for the universe to hear you. But if you are clear and congruent, the universe will more easily hear you. So the situations you experience in your life, they offer variety, they offer diversity, but you can see them as sticking points or as the tapestry that you experience in your life. It is up to you which perspectives you choose for yourself. And that will determine how you feel about them, how you respond to them, and what resources within you and outside you will be drawn to you. Know that no matter what the situation, you were not sent without the resources for handling it. You were not created. God did not put you on this planet without the resources for handling whatever comes up in your life. When you realize that your existence is beyond this physical life, it also takes a lot of pressure off of it, doesn't it? You know what, I may not get this right this time, but okay, this is just one physical life. I have all eternity to get it right. You can stop beating yourself up over it. That's another one of those little secrets. If you can just grab hold of the reality that you are eternal, that it all doesn't begin and end at this in this lifetime, you move to the head of the class. You know, make the most of this life and your moments and know that you are just simply adored by the universe. So if you have value in holding on to that problem and you want to, you have free will, and the universe will just help you create whatever scenario you want, the worst case scenario. It'll grant you that because it loves you so much and it thinks that's what you truly want. So when you label something as a problem, that is the vibration that you are offering to this loving universe that only can say yes to you, and therefore you attract more of the same vibration. I love this, how he says this little statement. It is not easy for the universe to give you blue when you have painted your picture in red and you keep saying, don't give me red, don't give me red. Don't give me red. So what is your attention on? You really want blue, but all you're saying is, I don't want red, I don't want red, I don't want red. That's really funny. Pay attention to your thoughts. Hello? pay attention to your thoughts. Listen, I want to read something to you from, I have this new book, Dr. Reggie Bought Me, Money and the Law of Attraction. And it's by Esther and Jerry Hicks. Of course, it's the teachings of Abraham. And I just thought this was so cute. So it was in the midst of what the television weatherman was calling a serious drought. And our friend Esther walked down one of the paths on their Texas Hill country property, noticing the dryness of the grass and feeling real concern for the well-being of the beautiful trees and bushes that were all beginning to show signs of stress from the shortage of rain. She noticed that the bird bath was empty, even though she had filled it with water just a few hours earlier. And then she thought about the thirsty deer who had probably jumped the fence to drink the small amount of water that it held. And so, as she was pondering the direness of the situation, she stopped and she looked upward, and in a very positive voice, with very positive sounding words, she said, "Abraham, I want some rain." And we said immediately back to her, "Indeed, from this position of lack, you think you will get rain?" And she says, "Well, what am I doing wrong?" And then we asked her, "Why do you want the rain?" And so this is what she said. "I want it because it refreshes the earth. I want it because it gives all the creatures in the bushes water so that they have enough to drink. I want it because it makes the grass green and it feels good upon my skin and it makes us all feel better." And then we said, "Now you are attracting rain." So our question, why do you want the rain? It helped Esther to withdraw her attention from the problem and turn her attention toward the solution. So when you consider why you want something, your vibration usually shifts or it pivots in the direction of your desire. And whenever you consider how it will happen or when or who will bring it, then your vibration usually shifts back toward the problem. The process of taking her attention from what was wrong by asking simply why she wanted the rain, she accomplished a pivot. She began thinking not only of what she wanted, but why she wanted it. And in the process, she began to feel better. So guess what happened? That afternoon, it rained. And that night on the local weatherman, the news program, the weatherman reported that there was an unusual, isolated thunderstorm in the hill country. So you see, your thoughts are very, very powerful. And you have much more control over your own experience than most of you realize. Isn't that a beautiful story? Very simple. And here's the secret. They say don't focus on the problem. Focus on why you want something. And that will shift you out of it. Why? Because you want to move into a vibration that is happy, joyful. We want to bring that back. If you're focusing on the problem, you're worrying. And you're coming from a place of lack. Amen? Amen. Anybody going to press one this morning? And tell me if you have a problem and how you're going to fix it? Okay. So, when something happens that you are not happy about, use it to focus on what you do want. This is Himmel. He's talking about the same thing, the pivot. It is easy to get pulled into things and our attention to grow and grow on those things. But instead, you want to say to yourself, I don't want this, but I want this instead. And I want this and this and even this. And I'm going to like this about this. And won't this be wonderful? And also this, and in this color, and in this shape, and in this size. And you want to immerse yourself in the vibration of what you want, not on what you don't want. What do you want? This is his way of expressing making the pivot. Take your attention off the problem and put it on the solution. You may not even know the solution, but start to notice how it feels to have it and build the vibration from there. It is so easy to get pulled into the emotions of a problem and make evaluations about ourselves and our lives. How many of you have had a problem and then you start feeling bad about you? Oh, I screwed up. My life is worthless. If I had not made this choice or this decision, things would have been better. That was a bad decision. I'm a bad person. I've been there. I've done that. Have you? But when we really understand the law of attraction, that doesn't help us, does it? Does not help us. Instead, we should be thinking, you know, I learned from this lesson, know that I don't want that. Here's what I do want. And what I do want makes me feel good. And I can have it now. Don't waste your energy and your time and your, most importantly, your creative power crying over spilled milk. Step over the puddle and move on. Or wipe it up and move on. Whatever makes you feel better. Me personally, I will leave the mess there and move on. Instead, turn your attention to how you want things to be and make evaluations about that. Think about your life and think about you in respect to your life and build and practice that vibration so that it's the most familiar to you. You are planting in a fertile ground with the vibration that you offer. You choose the emotions and the thoughts that you have and influence what grows in this garden that you call your reality. Your problems are just scenery that you're passing and labeling them as you are. But when you change how you label them and how they affect you, how you and the universe respond to them changes. What's the statement that Wayne Dyer says? When you look the way you look at things, how does it go, Doctor? If you change, see, I get everything. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And Dr. Reggie says amen. So, you really don't have a problem. You just perceive that it's a problem. And we know that perceptions are beliefs. And beliefs are just what? Thoughts that we think over and over and over again. And we have total control over our thoughts that we're thinking over and over again. And so we can just change those thoughts that we're thinking over and over again. Therefore, change our belief. Therefore, change our perception. And guess what? On some level, all of it is just our imagination, isn't it? All of it is just our imagination. So are we imagining wonderful, wonderful, beautiful things that make us feel good and happy and joyous? Or are we imagining the misery? Let it go, let it go, let it go. From every experience you have a platform. Everything that you experience in your life serves as a platform. Why? Because you came here to live life and to experience it. You didn't come to sit on the sidelines and observe it. You are a creative being. You are a creator. You were born to create. Our problem is that we continue to create messes that don't make us happy. That's all. The power hasn't been taken from us. We're just misusing it. You know, I was thinking this morning, as preparing for this class, and I thought, you know, if we could just shift into understanding that we are energy and that the planet is energy and that everything is about vibration, if we could just absorb that truth in every level of our being and operate from that truth, whoa, we would be superhumans. We are superhumans. We're just misusing our power. Can you guys see that? Here's how we've been trained. Okay, go to school. Get a good education. I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to school or you shouldn't get a good education, but they have this whole system set up. You want to buy a car, you save up enough money for a down payment, not to pay the car off, but for the down payment, and you take a loan. And in order to get the loan, they tell you, okay, you got to have great credit. So they created all of this stuff, that these hoops that you have to jump through. X all of that. X all of that out. And now say, if I can think about this and really feel good about this, then I can have what I want. And I just need to put the energy out there. The energetic thought, that, you know, vibration, and it will come to me. How many of you believe that? How many of you are willing to even practice it? You tune in to Circles of Prosperity every day. I am telling you the wisdom of all eternity of how to accomplish that which you desire the most. And you probably hang up the phone and still say, I got to save up enough money for the down payment. I don't know how this, I'm going to do this. Let me go get this job. Maybe I can make a little extra money so I can save up for the. How about let me practice what I'm listening to every day and make it a reality for me and my life? And if it doesn't work, then I still need to go back to the drawing board and see where I have failed in my thought process, that I'm not manifesting that which I desire. We don't practice. You're not living it. So, yeah, I'm thrilled that you're picking up the phone or that you're tuning in on Circles of Prosperity, but I would be more thrilled when you can call and press 1 and say, hey, Cynthia, guess what? I manifested a car completely paid for. How did it happen, girl? Oh, let me tell you. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear from you. There is no limitation other than that which you place on the universe. The universe is abundant. Let's repeat it over and over. There's abundance all around you. There's opportunity all around you. It's just waiting for you to say, I want. Not, oh, I wish I could have that. Because when you say, I wish, what are you saying? I wish I could have that, but it's not possible. Because, doesn't even matter what the because is, you're wishing. I want this. I desire this. I deserve this. I can't wait until this. Oh, and when this happens and this. Oh, and when that happens and this. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. Thank you, universe. Thank you, God. I'm not teaching you something that is voodoo hoodoo. For those of you who are my Christian friends, I love you dearly. The Bible tells you that it is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Jesus says to you, seek ye the kingdom first, and all these things will be added unto you. So the big question here is, what is the kingdom? Where is the kingdom? It's the power within you. See, we don't even bother to figure out. We hear the scripture, repeat the scripture, and don't even bother to try to understand the scripture. What is that secret code that Jesus was trying to tell us? He was telling you, pay attention to your consciousness, which equals and it means your awareness, which equals and means your thoughts. Go within. Don't look out here in the world. You see, when you got to go and apply for a loan and all that, that's the world's way. Jesus was saying, don't worry about your clothes. Don't worry about the universe will supply everything you need. Get your thoughts in line. Move into the kingdom where everything is granted to you. You have all power. Do you get it? Are you getting it? Are you getting it? Are you getting it? Wake up, wake up, wake up. I love the law of attraction. I love the way they say it, but I love the scriptures too. I love being able to go back and say, see? See what the man was talking about? There's only one truth, baby. There's only one truth. I love you guys. I love you so much. But I'm ready to hear a testimony. I'm ready to hear a testimony.
Praise report.
Dr. Reggie over here is testifying. He's saying a praise report. I'm on my headset this morning, and he's on his cell phone, and it creates an echo. So you guys, we're not able to talk back and forth like we want to right now. But we love you. We love you. All right, let's see what else Emma has to say this morning, and then we're going to bring this lesson to a close. From every experience you have a platform. Through your experience of something, it creates changes within you, whether it's on a neurological level, if you want to consider it from a scientific or even a medical perspective or a vibrational level, if you want to consider it from a spiritual or a metaphysical perspective, you are expanding vibrationally in every moment, whether it be through deliberate intent or through the observations that you make. In your constant growing, your perspectives are evolving and expanding as your insights. You never look back on the same thing with the same eyes. You always look back on it with new eyes and new perspectives, even on a subtle level. So you can never truly make the same mistakes again, because things will always be different on a deeper level. So each quote mistake, and again, understand that a mistake is just, that's a perspective. It does not need to be seen as a mistake. But each mistake will be a new experience. And eventually you will make other choices and go down different paths. But those successive outcomes serve towards your clarity. And far more than any intellectual insights that you gained, they served your clarity on a vibrational level. So what is he saying here? He's saying, okay, look, you can go through life and you can screw up, you know, because you've created a scenario that's a mess that makes you unhappy. But from that unhappiness, you launch a desire for something that you want better. And then you make some more choices and have other thoughts that are not serving your highest good and not making you feel good. And so you create and manifest another mistake. But he says you never can move into each of these levels of mistakes with the same eyes. You have expanded in your experience, and therefore you have expanded in your consciousness. So it's never, you become wiser along the way, even though you're still creating messes. You become wiser from those mistakes. And he says they're really not mistakes. It's just the way you think about them and how you have chosen to label them. Why is it then that Deepak Chopra, in his book, The Way of the Wizard, says the first lesson he tells us is to get rid of the judgments and get rid of the labels because they bind us. And they don't make us feel good most of the time. Learn to appreciate every experience that you have created. After all, you did create it, and so therefore it must be something that you need to learn from it. Is it not? Learn to embrace it. How does Himmel say? Be at peace with it. Move into peace. Move into perfect love where there's absolutely no resistance to it. It's a one, you know, I just went through an experience and it was not, I literally took a deep breath in the middle of it. And I think I shared this with you. And I blew that breath out. And with that came peace. With that experience, when I blew that breath out, I was at peace with the situation. And out of that came clarity. I can't believe it. I'm sharing this with you guys. I'm teaching this morning, and he uses those exact same words, and that was my experience. I moved into peace, and from peace came clarity. It took the pressure away. And guess what? At that point, miracles began to happen. Miracles began to happen. Dr. Reggie, I'm going to turn your mic on. Can you take us into our closing prayer?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful lesson that we are living life.
It's like a motion picture. There are no mistakes. There are mistakes.
We can always take two, take three, take four. And we can always do these takes again and again and change our life, change our mind, change the scenario. And we thank you for the power to do so. And we believe in the energetic frequency of hope and enlightenment and power, the power within us. Let us learn these lessons, always learn the lessons and be guided and directed by the great profundity and power and the magnificence of the Holy Spirit. Every breath we take is not our own, but one that's granted to us. Let us take nothing for granted at all, ever. We came into this life to live it and to live it more abundantly through the Christ energy pattern. I believe we will, and I believe it is so, and so it is.